We're going to spend some time with the opening of Scrooge at Spokane Civic Theater. It opens this Friday and runs for 5 weekends. We'll give the details a little later on that. But let's hear a little bit of music from Scrooge. We have several of the singers, the actors, the director, veritable font of talent here with us. So we'll start with Charles Fletcher singing Abundance and Charity from this production of Scrooge, which is coming along beginning tomorrow night.
You call this Christmas dinner? This measly pot of gruel? You aren't just a sinner, you're an outright fool. Why, the present's full of pleasures, things to see, enjoy, and taste. And at Christmas, no one measures his wallet or his waste. So I've done you just a teeny tiny favor.
Aren't you there?
Oh, don't thank me, it's nothing at all. Just a few delicious things to savor. Don't worry, I promise. This you have never seen the likes of me before, Ebenezer Scrooge.
Never.
Are you ready to go forth with me?
Spirit, I will follow you freely. If you have aught to teach me, let me profit by it.
Excellently said, Mr. Scrooge. Now then, touch my robe. Yeah. Abundance, charity, goodwill towards men, enjoyment, hilarity, goodwill towards men. Come share some, spare some, no matter when. Ben, get the spirit, 'cause you're gonna hear it again. There's a joyful spirit in your heart, my friend, that spirit's mine. Dine on the bread of human kindness, my fabulous fruit of the vine. A treat, sir, a sweet, sir, a little indulgence, and then abundance, charity, goodwill towards men.
Abundance, charity, and then added in goodwill toward men. Charles Fletcher in the role of Christmas Present singing that, but you also heard Scrooge interacting with him. And that's from the upcoming Christmas Carol, which opens Friday night. Two errors I just had previously made. It opens Friday night, and it is a Christmas Carol, which I think is about the right lead-in to spend time with Keith Dixon, who's directing it and who's also the artistic director of Spokane Civic Theater. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
And let's jump right into this issue of my misspeaking. What's the history, or a quick overview of the history, of theatrical forms of the famous Charles Dickens story?
Well, you have the iconic film with, and now I can't remember who it was. Thank you, Alistair Sims. I could not remember his name. You have that. You have George C. Scott. You've got all these film and TV versions that have kind of made it very popular and part of the cultural fabric. And then you've got A Christmas Carol, the musical, which we are doing, Alan Menken. There is another musical version that's fairly popular. You have Scrooge. You have and spinoffs of that. There's a parody play about Mrs. Cratchit. So there are all these different takes on it, but it's interesting for me because I, coming from Baton Rouge, we did Christmas Carol every year, and we did a very different version of it, adapted by Romulus Linney, and it's a play. It's a lot darker than this version. The number that we just listened to, there's an entire tap sequence at the end of it.
That really well sets the tone, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it really kind of does. So, and it's light, and it's a beautiful story, and I think it's one that just kind of transcends eras, if you will. It speaks to everyone.
But specifically in choosing this one, what were some of your considerations of why to do this Alan Menken version of
well,
Christmas
it's
Carol.
It's very popular. It's got some great music in it. It's got some lovely music in it, and you know, it is all about Scrooge, and it's all about his redemption and his journey overnight, if you will. And it's just a lot of fun, and that's kind of what you want to do at the holidays.
But what and because when somebody sets out to create yet another setting of this story. What are some of the other unique things about this particular version of A Christmas Carol?
I think it takes a lot of different styles musically and meshes them into a show. It's like a 7-layer ice cream cake or something. It takes all these different things and meshes it together and then creates it and lets it sit and simmer and then all of a sudden, or puts it in the fridge in an ice cream cake case. And then I also think you just have this beautiful story being told through music. Music evokes emotion. It evokes just such wonderful feelings. And Menken is brilliant at that. Beauty and the Beast is a perfect example. You know, that's his work. He just knows how to tell a good story through music. And that's what this does.
And so everybody, or most of your audience, certainly knows the story, knows how it's going to come out. So how does therefore a creator of a musical deal with that? Is it have any different sense of the apotheosis or?
No, I think it's a very strong sense though. I think maybe where they started, and it's been one of the focuses for me, is the payoff or the money moment in the show is. It's simple and beautiful, and it's so well written. It makes it very easy for Tommy to get there. I think Menken and the creators lead you right to it. You know, and our production it is a version that we did in I believe 2008. So we know its success. We know the possibilities of it, which is I think one reason why the theater decided to bring this particular version back. There's a sense of tradition with doing Christmas Carol, things like Christmas Carol, White mm-hmm. Christmas, and so forth, that, you know, you find the one that really works, and works really well, and you kind of want to, you know, provide the audience with something familiar at the holidays.
And Tom Hepler, it seems like you walk in the room every time you're typecasting or something. What was the last time you were here?
Time I was here was with you when I did... Fagin and Oliver.
There you go.
Like years ago, yeah. I think it was. Yeah. The great thing about this part, I did the play a few years ago, and taking that same character and putting it in a musical context is much more difficult because you're restricted by, you have to carry that emotion through to the music, and that creates your character. But he's such a great character to play. I mean, imagine being able to go back and look at your life, all through your life, seeing your mistakes. And Scrooge's problem is he blames everybody else and not himself. And that's what it comes down to. And when he realizes it, he's the one that shut everybody out. And it's such... I love playing it. It's just something I can just throw myself into and have a great time doing it.
And then, so that's the characterization you have of Scrooge. Do you find it pretty precisely identified in the book, in the action, or then do you kind of think it a little deeper and put your own sense of the character?
You always do that as an actor. You put your own emotion in it, your own life, because the emotions are so strong and so just they're just so strong. I mean, you just have to throw your guts out there on stage and let them fall. And I tap into a lot of my own personal feelings and that kind of thing to do it. Because we've all gone through those great happy times, those tragic times in our lives, and how you deal with that and how you come out of it is really what this character does. I mean, I think I've done Christmas Carol. I think this is my seventh one now, my second time playing Scrooge, but I've done all sorts of versions, all different musical versions, play versions. So you learn a little bit from each one, and you can take all that in. In fact, during rehearsals, there were times where I'm like, oh, no, that's from the other version. This line is this version. So it gets a little bit mixed up in my head sometimes.
TMI, right?
Yeah.
Tom Hepler, who's playing Scrooge in Christmas Carol, which opens at Civic this Friday. And kind of because of the setting of Thanksgiving, it's going to be a Thursday. It's going to be a Friday, Saturday, Sunday for 2 weeks in a row because
yes.
of Thanksgiving. Then it's going to revert to Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for its remaining, well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the following 2 weeks, and then Thursday, Friday, Saturday for the final week.
Yes.
So it closes on the 20th, Saturday the 20th. It opens on this Friday, the 21st. Back to Keith Dixon, who's directing it. Is this your first directing in your new gig?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is.
And so go ahead and bare your soul. Tell us how that's been, because for one thing, there's a huge cast, so you're a
given a lot of grief about the fact that I have a huge cast in this thing. I actually like very intimate shows, but I don't think anyone believes me yet on that. But it should be a cast of thousands, because it is the story of this man's life, and we need all these people to tell that story. And it's an opportunity for one of the neat things. For example, the Santiago family is involved. Their kids and husband and wife are involved in the show. I like the idea, especially at Christmas time, of being able to group families together to give them something to do. Because our mission is about volunteers. The vehicle is theater, but we're a volunteer organization, so that's part of it.
And so, speaking of which, we have Heidi in here. So talk about Heidi and the role she plays in this.
She plays the Ghost of Christmas Past, and she is... the song is Lights of Long Ago, and so her character's full of light. Very bright, and you have to come see it to understand why I say that.
Because, there might be, if we were talking about typecasting with Tom Hepler, maybe we have a little bit more here.
Yeah.
In a certain way.
Yeah, and her character and subsequently Tommy are very mobile in their movement through his past, so...
Well, then let's hear The Lights of Long Ago. By the way, I should say Gary Lang is at the piano, but this is Heidi Santiago doing this.
I'm the Ghost of Christmas Past. Ebenezer Scrooge, this is your life. It's your lucky night, brought you something bright, something with a twinkle and a glow. To remember the lights of long ago. To remember the lights of long ago.
Eddie Santiago, along with pianist Gary Lang, singing The Lights of Long Ago. This again from the, and she's the Ghost of Christmas Past in the Christmas Carol musical production that opens this Friday at Spokane Civic Theater. With me, Tom Hippler, who plays Scrooge, and Keith Dixon, who's directing it, who's also the artistic director of Spokane Civic Theater. So, Keith, continue to talk a little bit about how you design the whole production, how you try to make this particular Christmas Carol feel like a everybody's good old favorite, but still bring something new to it.
Well, David Baker, our set designer, has created a very interesting set for it, and we were just discussing it a few minutes ago. It's Whoville meets Tim Burton a little bit, with leaning buildings and unusual curves and so forth. It's got a very specific style to it. And Jan's costumes, you know, obviously being period, but there's some color, there's some very interesting things going on there. And it's just visually very interesting. You can get very dark with it if you want, but this style of show, which was actually originally produced by Radio City Music Hall at Madison Square Garden Theater, and is still done there. This show lends itself to something a little more bright. Fantastical would be the word I would use to kind of give you a sense of style. And there are so many styles in it musically that it's, I don't want to call it a mishmash, but it's kind of that, a lot of different things coming together. So you look at the set and you think Dr. Seuss, you think Tim Burton, you think several things, but it's all-encompassing, and it takes a village. In many ways, that's what the set is. It is it's a townscape, and which does various things when we need it to. But I think that's part of Ebenezer's story, is the village that he has rejected, that is there available to him. And it is through going back through and looking at that village that he is able to come to the place of change. So that's kind of representative in the set.
And Tom, you've already talked a lot about your aspect of playing Scrooge, but when he talks about the set and the kind of fun, lyrical fantasy of that, how does that affect your playing of what you're doing?
There is a lot of fun numbers and that type of thing, but the music does drive the passion, does drive the darkness of this piece, because it is a dark piece, and as the character you have to have the chance to grow and realize the changes and then start seeing things differently that you've never seen before on the set, and that incorporates all that into it so that it helps me drive and get to the point where I need that redemption piece. And I mean, there are things that fly in and pop up and swirl this way and that way, and it's like sometimes I have to watch out so that I'm not
exactly
hit by things, because it's such, you know, you think of Civic Stage as not that big, but the amount of action happening because of the sets and lights and
48 people.
And, well, and they also are playing 3 and 4 people each. Mm-hmm. So we have people tearing around backstage, ripping off one costume, putting on another costume, hitting another mark. So it's constant buzz. I don't think very many people get to go hang out in the green room for the
show. No,
because there's
not
so much going on all the time.
Well, and even in those moments where, you know, there are things popping up and so forth, that's actually where some of the darkness comes in. You know, I love this story because it's a ghost story. And in English tradition, ghost stories are reserved for Christmas. It's not Halloween. It's Christmas. Because it is about redemption. It is about, you know, the inner journey, the spiritual journey. And that's one of the reasons I love this piece, and the original story and so forth. But it's a ghost story. Mm-hmm. And we get down and gritty with it, you know, towards the end. Obviously, future being the thing we don't know, it's, you know, it's the fear of the unknown. The only thing we have to fear is fear itself. It's the fear of the unknown.
It's always interesting, too, because people have such a different take. Some people think this is a moral play. Some people think this is a religious play. Some people just think it's entertainment. And it's always nice to see how a person looks at this. And I think the format being a musical is just a different style. I think the play has just the same kind of style to it. You just have the addition, and a lot of the straight plays also have music involved in it.
Yes.
But it's not, you know, the character doesn't break out into a big song.
Yeah, sure.
You know, you have choral music or that type of thing. So it's always very fun.
And where does Yesterday, Tomorrow, and Today fit into this play?
This is his redemption song, you might say. This is the climax.
This is
when he realizes what life really is.
Well, let's enjoy that. If you want to go into the studio, Gary Lang is there. And Tom Hempler, who plays Scrooge in this production, is about to sing Yesterday, Tomorrow, and Today from the musical A Christmas Carol.
Understand. I have seen a world that's full of darkness, all the darkness of my heart. At my door, a world in need of kindness, from man's kindness I departed. All the hours and days and years I've wasted, all the joy and love I never tasted, all the airs of my past erased with something strange. Give me time to I can see a future full of beauty, and my spirit starts to climb. I can change the world, yes, it's my duty. God forgive me, let me try. I'll spend my fortune on the ones who need me. Go where kindness and my conscience lead me. Give my heart and soul to all. Godspeed me on my way. And to God I pray. Let the Christmas spirit live within me. Yesterday, tomorrow, and today.
Tom Hempler singing Yesterday, Tomorrow, and Today from A Christmas Carol. Civic Theater is opening that on Friday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the next 2 weeks. For the following 2 weeks, it's Thursday through Sunday, and then for the final weekend, it is Thursday through Saturday. So that's November 21st through December 20th. SpokaneCivicTheater.com for more information. My thanks to Gary Lang and to the cast of A Christmas Carol.